Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Sifik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fourth day of the month of Nisan. Today is day 544. But still, so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. Today's program is generously sponsored anonymously, but the sponsorship is for wishing a happy birthday to Masha. So a very, very happy birthday, and thank you to our anonymous, generous sponsor. We really appreciate your support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Hellman of the Young Israel of Brookline in Boston, Massachusetts, to share words of Divrei Chizkiah. Will be followed by Rabbi Hellman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, who cited both in Hebrew and translated into English. Then Rabbi Hellman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the captives, and finally, concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, where he will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And as we have been sharing, please, if you don't get the email, please subscribe. And if you do get the email, please click on that new button that we have included since yesterday to vote in the ongoing election for slate number 5. The coalition, the Orthodox Israel coalition, which includes Mizrahi, the OU, YU, the RCA, the Rabbinical Council of America, National Council of Young Israel, me, Turo, and so on. Many, many prominent organizations that so many of us here on this call associate with. And every vote counts. It's not just one vote per household. If you live here in America and you are above the age of 18, you are eligible to vote. It takes less than 5 minutes. And all it does is cost $5, but can make a difference in more than $5 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, to help support in Israel as well as here. So please, it just takes a few minutes. Please do it yourself. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your shul. Have your shul email it out. Please, every vote makes a difference in this crucial election. We always ask what we can do for Israel. Well, we're doing our part. We're davening, we're saying Tehillim, we're learning Torah together. But we can also make a difference here in voting. We don't get to vote unless you're an Israeli citizen. We don't get to vote in the Israeli elections, but this is the closest that we get here in Chutzpah Aretz in America. So please, subscribe to our email, ou.org/Tehillim call. Please click on that button that says vote, and please, it takes 5 minutes, it takes $5, and it can make a difference of more than $5 billion. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hellman.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you to Rabbi Herman and to the OU. It is my honor to join the Daily Tehillim call again, wishing everyone a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and I hope everyone's preparations in all ways, good Gashmias Ruchnias for Pesach, are going well. This week's Parsha is Vayikra, which is all about the Karbanos, the different sacrifices and offerings that we can give to Hashem. And the Torah prefaces its description of the different kinds of karbanos with the following general introductory verse. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, speak to the Jewish people, Hashem tells Moshe, and say to them, Adam kiakriv mikem karban l'Hashem, when a person, an Adam, will bring an offering from amongst you to Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, u-min ha-tzon, Takrivu es karbanchem. From the cattle, the herd, or the flock, you shall offer your sacrifices. Chazal, our sages, understood that this entire pasuk is superfluous. It is extra. The Torah will continue in detail every category of karban and this introduction doesn't seem to add anything specific. And therefore, they understood that every single word in this pasuk also serves as a hint to derive an additional halacha or detail of the mitzvah. And regarding the very first word, Adam, a person, Rashi cites the Medrash, Lama Namar, why does it refer to a person using this word, Adam? It is to teach us, Ma Adam Harishon, Lo Hikriv Min HaGezel. Just like Adam Harishon, Adam in Gan Eden, when he brought a sacrifice, it was not from stolen property, Shehakol Hayashalo, for everything belonged to him, he was the only person in existence. Afatem lo takrivu minagezo. So to you, when you bring a carbon to Hashem, make sure it is not from stolen property. This teaching seems a bit strange at first, and the connection to Adam Arishan a bit far-fetched. And yet Chazal understood that the very first word of the laws of Karbanos, the very first idea that is necessary to teach, the foundational principle of offering a sacrifice is that the animal cannot be stolen. And this is because this would not just be an example of the rule of mitzvah haba b'avera, that it is forbidden to perform a good deed for a sin, but that this gets to the core, the foundational aspect of what it means and why we are meant to offer sacrifices. To offer a stolen animal would contradict the very purpose of karbanos. For Hashem does not need animals. He does not need our sacrifices. He is not lacking. Rather, the entire purpose of a karbon is for a person to express his or her dedication and love or desire to connect to Hashem by offering something that is his, that comes from ourselves, by giving something that we only give something of ourselves. And therefore, first and foremost, a karbon cannot come from stolen property that belongs to someone else. It must come from the person himself, for otherwise there is absolutely no value in it. Even today, we do not have karbanos, but we serve Hashem by offering to him and dedicating those things that belong to us. Hashem does not want us to give him something that is not ours, the v'lo min ha-gazel, something which is stolen. And sometimes we look at others, and consciously or subconsciously, we realize we are imitating them in good things, imitating how others do mitzvot or celebrate Shabbos or copying what other people are learning, following the fad in Avodas Hashem. And that is also, it can be, a kind of min hagazul, where we are, so to speak, stealing from others, serving Hashem with what belongs to others, and not serving Hashem with what is truly and uniquely ours. Hashem wants us to take our time and our passion, our talents, or our money, and use them to show Hashem that we want to be connected to him personally, directly. We are supposed to serve Hashem and live our lives as if we are Adam Harishon, like there is no one else in the world. For in truth, there is no one else like us. We each have an absolutely unique neshama, and we can serve Hashem in ways that no one else can, and that is what Hashem desires. May we all find those unique ways to offer to Hashem, to bring karbanos, to serve him in those ways that only we can. And may that be a merit for each of us, for our families, for all of Israel, that we only hear the surot tovot, good tidings, and may we merit a geula shlema, a complete redemption in this month of Nisan, the month of redemption. We now continue with the reciting of the Prakam of Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatseach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom sarah, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olasecha Yedashna Sela, Yitain Lecha Chavavecha V'chol Asasecha Yimalei, Niranana Vishuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Atayadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishmeka Shel Bigzuros Yesha Yemino. Eila Varechev Ve Eila Basusim. Va'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Karu V'Nafalu. Va'anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Hillam Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, V'Nosdesha Yarbiseini Amei Menuchos Yenahaleini. Nafshi Yeshovev Yamcheini B'Maglik Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech V'Geit Tzomaveth, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha U'Mishantecha, Hema Yenachamuni. Ta'aroch L'fanai Shulchan Neged Torai, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achtov Vachesed Yirdasuni Kol Yemei Chayai, Dishavti Beveis Adonai, La'orech Yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chafal, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esainai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aref, Al Yitain Lamot Raglacha, Al Yanum Shamracha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Silcha, Al Yad Yeminacha. Yomam Hashem Eshlo Yakeka, V'yareach V'alayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tseitzecha Uvoecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim Kuflam, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim Karasicha, Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli Tiena Znecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Mi Ya'amod. Ti Imcha Haslicha Leman Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivasa Nafshi V'lidvaro Hochalpi. Nafshi L'Adonai Mi Shomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker. Yachal Yisrael El Adonai Ti Im Adonai HaChesed V'harbe Imo Fedus. V'hu Yifdeh Es Yisrael. Nikol Avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mendet, Psalm 142. Maskil David Vioso Bame'ara Sifila. Koli al Adonai Azah, Koli al Adonai Azchanan. Eshboch Lefanav Sichi Sarasi Lefanav Agid. Sihi Tatef Alai Ruchi, Vatayadata Nesivasi. Lorechzu Ahalech, Tamnu Fachli. Habet Yamin Ure'e Ve'enli Makir. Avad manos mimeni, in derech l'nafshi. Za'achti eilecha Adonai amarti atam achti, elki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva elvi nafsi ki dalosi ma'od, hatzileni me'rod fai, ki amsu mimeni. Hotzia mimasger nafshi lehodos eshemecha, ki achtiru tzadikim, ki tigmol alai. Now recite together, Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya, hamdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lervacha, umeafela lo'ora mishivu l'gula, hashta ba'azala v'zman kariv v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers and sisters of the house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief. From darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Now it's time to Shabarach for Chayle Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Shabarach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivareich Es Chayle Tzah Haganah L'Yisrael Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Hamdim HaMishmar Tzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה בכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני תאויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגחים לשניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל אותך אלינו מכל צרה וסוכה מכל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יעבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויאשרם לחסר ישועה ובטרף ניצחון ויקוים בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולכים לכם V'hilachim lachem imoveichem l'hoshia eschem v'nomar amen. Now recite the Mishaberach, the prayer for those still being held in captivity in Gaza, davening for their protection and well-being, and their speedy release or rescue. Yisheberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Uyivareich Lishmor V'Yitzor Es Nedrei Tzva Haganah Yisrael Ushuyav Es Kol Acheinu Hanesunim Basara Bashevia Bavor Shekol Hakahal Hakadosh Hazam Yisbalel Bavuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yosiyem Yichoshach V'Tamavet Umos Roseim Yenateik Umetsuko Seihem Yoshiyem V'Yoshivim Heira Lechit Mishbechoseim Yodul Adonai Chastov Nishlosov Livnei Adam V'kuyam behem mikra shekasuv. Uftuyei Hashem yishuvun uvo tzion birina. V'simcha solam arosham sason v'simcha yasigu. V'nasu yagom v'anacha v'nomar. Amen. We conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for those in need of healing. Please have in mind the name of a person or people as he pause. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yasov. Moshe V'Aaron W. Shlomo Hivarech V'Yirapei as Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem. Lachlimam Rapposam Lachzikam Lachayosam. Yishach Lehem Meherufu Shlema Min Hashamayim. Lacholi Varem Lachol Gideyam Besoch Shara Choli Yisrael. Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf. Hashta Bagala Vizman Kariv Vinomar. Amen. May these and all of our prayers answered by Hashem.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Halman. Truly appreciate having you on, making time right before Pesach. We truly appreciate it, and we look forward to having you back on the program, Amir to Hashem, please God, in the very near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is still yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.